Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. You do not own a house. You didn't want that worry. You didn't need that stress. Pipe breaks in the middle of the night. You need a new roof. You got to go mow the grass. No. You don't need that. So you went and rented yourself an apartment. But now you find you and your landlord are disagreeing about money. If you've been engaged in an arduous battle with your landlord over your security deposit, know that you do have options. If you think your landlord has been holding on to your deposit without good reason, your first step should be to check your state's laws to see what your rights are. Each state has its own rules for recovering a security deposit, but there are some general guidelines that apply to most situations. So here are some tips that will help steer you in that right direction. The first one, learn your state's rules for security deposit returns. First, check with your state to see if your landlord is still within the allowable time frame for returning a security deposit. This timeline will vary state by state, but it is generally anywhere from 14 to 60 days. In addition, a landlord is generally required to provide you with a statement showing how your deposit was used for expenses, such as repairs and how much of your deposit remains. The next one, know what you're required to pay. A tenant is usually not held responsible for costs related to normal wear and tear that occurs to an apartment. So be on the lookout for deductions made for costs you're not required to pay. Know that in most states, a landlord can deduct money from your deposit to clean the apartment so that it is move-in ready for the next tenant. And the third, work out an agreement and get it in writing. If your landlord makes unfair deductions from your security deposit or did not honor your state's laws for security deposits, try your best to work things out one-on-one. And I've literally handled thousands of them in court, can be resolved through a simple open conversation. You just have to do it calmly and remember that to the landlord, and it's just a business, not personal, even though to you it may be very personal. This according to J.W. Malka, an attorney, certified financial planner, and former judge. Once you do reach an agreement, make sure you get it in writing. This will serve as evidence if you decide later to file a lawsuit. The next one, submit a demand letter. If you still cannot get your landlord to cooperate, your next step would be to present him or her with a demand letter. The letter should include information such as why you should get your deposit back, as well as how your landlord has not complied with your state's security deposit laws. Again, these are things you can do if you and your landlord are disagreeing about money, especially the return of your security deposit. The next one would be to consider mediation. Some states provide mediation services for disputes involving landlords and tenants. Malka suggests looking at your lease to see if it contains a mediation clause. Check with your state attorney general's office for advice on mediation. The next would be to proceed with a lawsuit. Once you've run out of tooth-pulling maneuvers, it's time to put your tools down and take your landlord to court. If you've done all you can, you may want to go ahead and file a lawsuit. Don't be afraid to go there if necessary, says Malka. But if you do have to go that route, be very prepared to present your side and do it professionally, politely, and succinctly. If you can show that your landlord did not follow state laws, you might have a strong case for recovering your deposit. You may also be able to sue for additional damages. Now, each court has a limit for how much you are allowed to recover, but it is usually anywhere from $3,000 to $25,000. Gather supporting documents to help your cause and your case. For example, if your landlord claims your deposit is being held because of neglect or property damage, it will help your case if you have pictures showing the condition of the apartment before and after you moved in. That is a very, very, very good idea. And a lot of people are just, okay, I have this new apartment. I'm so excited. Let me go in, pick out what I'm going to do with the curtains and all this, and I'm going to hang this here and there. No. When you first get the key and you sign that lease and you walk in there day one, hour one, minute one, start snapping photos and time and date stamp everything and save those, because, you know, there might be a problem then and there that you didn't even notice. Let's say there's a hole in the wall behind some door or even in some closet, and now when you move out a couple of years later, he's going to try to nail you for trying to repair an entire wall. So take those pictures and save them. The next one is weigh your options. Don't forget to take into account the stress involved in pursuing a claim in court. Very good point. You might win your deposit, but depending on the situation, it might be more trouble than it's worth. Let's say he's going to deduct $200. Even $2,000. How much is your time worth of being able to deal with all of this? You may have to take time off from work to get things ready, to go to court, blah, blah, blah. is it really worth it? I mean, is that whatever it is, however much money it is that going to make or break you? But I do understand sometimes when you're wronged, principle means everything and you want to just prove that you are right. And if you feel that someone is taking advantage of you, I may not be able to sleep because he or she is taking advantage of me. And that's just me. Stay with us. Coming up next, Kate James will stop by and we will talk about American behaviors that are considered very offensive if you do them in public in foreign countries. Uh-oh. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend. America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. If you think breakfast is for kids, think again. Bikers who enjoy a nutritionally healthy breakfast are less likely to be overweight. To be clear, eating a good breakfast won't make you fat. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Bikers require full access to the senses, so having a good morning breakfast is very important. A good breakfast is like filling the gas tank with 100 octane. The feeling lasts. Have your eggs, have your cereal, or if that's not possible, get your high-fiber carbs, protein, and a little fat elsewhere. A big, healthy breakfast helps control blood sugar, cranks up metabolism, and prevents the biker from eating that half box of donuts left over by people who had a good breakfast. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This punchy six-time All-Star is the only player to record 500 hits with four different teams. He's most identified with the Mets, where he helped them win the 1973 National League pennant.
Now the hit-and-run stop, getting a good pitch, an off-speed pitch, one that he can weigh down and handle.
So where is Rusty Staub now? Rusty opened two restaurants in New York City, both of which have since closed. In 2006, he published a children's book called Hello, Mr. Met. Rusty also founded the New York Police and Fire Widows and Children's Benefit Fund, which raises money for the families of police and firefighters killed in the line of duty.
If they're interested in giving money to policemen and firemen families, we're the real deal.
Rusty Staub, a hit on and off the field. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.